to get naughty. Get my rocks on, eat popcorn. Watch you move your body to the pop song that I'm singing. Ding-a-linging, funky beats ringing. Everybody swinging in the place as I kick the J's. Easy Y style, R&B mixing it with the hip-hop swing beat. Champagne in my hand, it won't be long till I'm gone. It's just the same old song.
It's just the freestyle. Meanwhile, we keep the beat kicking. Sweat dripping. Girlies in the limo eating chicken. Oops, don't get the grease on your pantyhose. I love you, Robo. Move over. I gotta blow my nose. Sneezing, but still I'm pleasing all of Slimmies. Pull out my Jimmy. Time to get busy with a Jenny. If it's good and plenty, don't you know? There I go, there I go, there I go. But I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. What I'm rapping is if she's clapping, then I'm strapping, cause I'm smarter than that. And then, girlie, maybe we can get along. Cutie after cutie. It's just the same old song. It's the same old song, y'all.
Same song.
It's just the same old song.
It's the same song. Money B, the freaky dicky, the squeaky leaky up and down. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll be right back, I gotta take a leaky. So I'm draining entertainers, but I got fame and the bases I touch. Too much for me to try to be naming. Hey yo, you saw me on cable and grip. I busted in and I was going to win. Like Clark Gable back in Oakland, it's the same old song. For Sporty Shorty, same freckles and hat, drinking the same 40.
Hypothetical, political, lyrical, miracle whip. Just like butter, my rhymes are legit, cause I'm a Humpty. Not Humpty Dumpty, but Humpty Hump. Here a hump, there a hump, everywhere I'm Humpty Hump.
Shut up and just listen, not dissing. Don't get me wrong, but to me it's just the same old song. So just watch, cause my name is Shock. I like to rock and you can't stop this. Tupac, go ahead and rock this.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground. Girls used to frown, say I'm down when I come around. Gas me, and when they pass me, they used to diss me. Harass me, but now they ask me if they can kiss me. Get some fame, people change, wanna live their life high. Same song, can't go wrong if I play the nice guy.
Claiming fame must have changed now that we became strong.
I remain still the same, cause it's the same song.
And all I'm it's the same song.
It's just the same old song. Humpty Hump in the house, y'all. And you know what? It's the same old song.
I wanna have control. so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
Most Americans are afraid of Detroit, especially on Sundays. The scariest team in professional sports are the Detroit Lions, and their fans love it. These fans have always been a little crazy, but now they have the spirit of two fearless leaders, Coach Jim Schwartz and defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh. Schwartz is a madman who can barely stay on the sidelines, and Suh is wanted for murder in 11 states. Together they have inspired more white men to kick ass than Rocky Balboa. When these men wear Sue's jersey, they feel like they put on Superman's cape. They walk a little taller, they feel a little tougher, and they give it to their wives a little harder. Because this boy named Suh is no boy at all. He's a man, and he's a reminder that sometimes it's okay to kill another man, so long as he's wearing a helmet or tights. And it fires these men up, because they know that win or lose, Suh is gonna hurt somebody. And if he doesn't, Coach Jim Schwartz will. Detroit Lions, murderers, and Spear, Michigan.
Good evening, bitches. Bitches.
If you call me, motherfucker.
You're showing your cunt flaps.
Why would you believe any of that?
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's the...
The gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Told you, just jerk this dick and just start fucking jerking him and stroking his dick all over it. Oh, fuck yeah.
God bless.
It's morphin' time.
Morphin' time.
Lawsuit time.
Dude. I'll fucking call you!
Wait,
you fucking god sucker, I'll call this number again!
We're gonna call a lot.
You all like piece of shit? Come to my fucking head right now and I'll fucking put a knife in your fucking throat?
Fuck yeah.
Hold on.
You ain't on board, COVID. Telling you, your mom sent the hell out of some elephant trunk.
Come ride this mom.
Gathering around to make a prank call. Wow. Your fucking wife loves it when I check her meter. I'm gonna get a Kohler faucet shoved right up your ass.
Monitored and recorded, and it will be forwarded to the proper authorities for security violations. Due to this call being a prank call, I will be forced to terminate the phone call now. Thank you for calling 7-Eleven Destination, and have a great day.
Oh, hey everybody. Yeah, I decided to do a block talk tonight. Spur of the moment. I know some people are pissed. They're claiming I am running over Matt's feet or something, but I did wait until his main show was done before I took the air. I could care less about an after show. I just told Jag to shut the fuck up, but you can't hear him because I haven't turned on the speaker portion of the Mixler. So, hey Jag, go fuck yourself, pal. So look at that, nothing. He's got nothing to say. Man, he's a bitch. Oh, he's giggling. Alright, so... joining me tonight is, of course, the man behind the colorific, Mr. Dashy. He's an integral part of the show. We have Miss Neon.
Yes. Hola.
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 And Mr. Yag is here. He claims he will be jumping back and forth between conferences.
Yeah, I just came here to talk shit about Neon.
Yeah, which I don't...
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. I don't have a problem with that. He can do that. Whatever.
What? You know?
Well, not the shit-talking part, but the bouncing back and forth part.
Oh.
You can defend yourself. You're a big girl. Get him.
Big girl.
Fuck me up.
I'm gonna fuck you up, son.
Shit.
Wanna talk some shit?
Bob, I'm gonna show you your own balls.
I got Lil Bobby on my side.
That's Lil Bobby.
I think tonight we're gonna try to plug gloryholefoundation.com a lot. And get it out there, you know? It's gotta be out there.
Nice, I feel you.
Yeah, so we'll start it out, because I'm going to start with my 930 numbers. Same deal. I explain it every week, but as soon as I make contact, I know they're there. We get into the queue. I share the information with you so you can interact. Well, if Laughtrack Matt is better than BTR George, you can make a quick fucking exit out.
That's bye, all I George. Shut the that. Hell up.
Bye, George. Rub your cock, please.
Yeah. Somebody kick him.
That's the nice thing about PCN. You Love have options.
Talk Radio.
If you don't like what I do, then
welcome
I don't
to
give
Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time. And the host
that's
we are now
in
the
we don't own, killing our own, but be mad when the cops do it. These little niggas confused. Cut off that BET, think on your own.
Yeah, you suck.
Mr. I'm so sway, he won't save you. And racks on racks on racks won't raise you. From a grave or the bow from a fable. Put together by some niggas just to entertain you. But the mama gonna be feeling this shit like, go ahead, gone, go ahead, gone, boy. Go ahead, gone, go ahead, gone, boy, boy. Big mama gonna be feeling this shit.
I got enough numbers that people have to deal with. All right.
You are now in the host queue.
It is all beyond the air. I originally got to this conversation, and actually, I see somebody has just popped into our call queue, so I'm not going to waste any time or hesitate, right? So we're going to get to this caller and see what's going on in their mind. So caller 212-176, caller 212-176, I'm opening your line now. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I wanted to call in and let you know about something I found out. Did you know slavery was...
Huh?
Slavery, it was a myth. It was made up by the black man to keep the white man down.
Who is... Oh, no. Nah. This is John and him.
Yeah, this is fucking the white asshole. This ain't the white
asshole. Who is this? Wait, what's up? Wait, what's up?
Yeah, it's fucking Dwight from Trenton, New Jersey.
Hold on, before you even get to your comment or whatnot, that has nothing to do with alternative media and what's your name? So you gotta present yourself. So what's your name, man?
My name is Dwight. I'm from Trenton, New Jersey. I represent gloryholefoundation.com.
Oh, we don't want
what's that? So
it's just this dude sounds like an agent to me. I'm just going to call a spade a spade.
Yeah, it's true.
That's fucking racist.
Stay black from Trenton, New Jersey. So why don't you call? We're going to bring you back in when you actually got a comment or a question that actually refers to the topic. All right.
Oh.
Is that
how it works?
Did he call you Asian?
I thought he said Asian.
You are now off the host queue. You are now in the host queue.
Dwight, you sound like an Asian.
Whenever they shit like that, sidestep you from the conversation at hand.
Ah, the read malfunction.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. You are now in the host queue.
Thank you.
If it is truly Mistress Morgan's birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Mistress Morgan.
Usually I screen the calls before I bring them in. So we've got about three other people that have chimed in. So Eric and Cameron, I want y'all to start go ahead and go in about some of the projects that y'all are working on now and things that y'all are doing on in the future. And also if there's anything from what we were talking about before the musical break, which was on, you know, being a creative person, doing the professional side of things, and you know, what that, and you know how that ties in to utilizing alternative forms of media and marketing. If there's anything kind of left undone with that conversation, let's jump on it.
Yeah, let me just touch on one thing, especially Brother Sean was talking about. He's from the old school when it comes to this. We were looking up to the work that he was doing, not even knowing that he was doing that work. So that's just to say, people got to get out of the Facebook, out of the digital thing. Come back to earth, motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Come back to earth. Really meet and greet people and expose people to who you are. You'll be surprised. A lot more people like you than you think. You know what I'm saying? Like, get out of the digital world. Digital world is cool. It's a tool. But
you know what? He's right. See, you guys, I'm living my life now.
YOLO. I know it's got 20 in this conversation. Get out of the digital world. Come to Earth.
Representing.
To Earth. And deal with people. Humans.
I didn't know there was an F in Earth. Yes.
I guess so.
Earth? There, okay.
I'm right here. I'm definitely right here.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, you know, like, the most important factor of all this is that, you know, like, most of the people who are utilizing street campaigns and street promotion, you know, they're in a fight for advertising. When it comes to advertising and marketing dollars, you know, a lot is being spent on, you know, on just frivolous promotion. So, you know, to be able to promote yourself and to be able to, like, somewhat level the playing field is a must. Because otherwise, you know, you're just oversaturated by a corporation. And 90% of the time, independent companies, period, produce better products.
Right.
So exactly. More times than not, you're probably going to be producing a better product. You know, or even if you're a small corporation, you know, you're going to be producing a better product than a larger corporation. It's like utilizing street campaigns. And also, the other thing is major corporations utilize street campaigns.
Your voice again, Dan.
To where, like, they put their voices on.
Yeah.
And just on, you know, not being able to sue them.
Fucking deep and everything down.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The corporations aren't getting their hands dirty in the process. You actually just touched on the point I wanted to bring up. Katy Perry, I think that's the girl's name. She was performing at Barclays in like 2012.
Oh, he knows her name. Shut up.
Posters, doing the stencils, spray painting the stencils on the floor for her. These are regular dudes who probably got paid like $500 to do this, something like that. Maybe even more. Who knows? But that's just to say that corporate entities are tapping into our culture in a major way. And they're utilizing it more than we are. What we do naturally, they're finding people to kind of bring in so that they can do or imitate what we already naturally do. Now, I always, you know, I want to drop that statistic, you know, the $1 trillion that Black Americans put into the economy every year. That's really a percent of that is going to us. $1.2 trillion, and that was a couple of years ago. It's probably more now. All that's just to put things in perspective about the ferocity and the fierceness that these companies, these big corporations, are coming to get that money. They want that money, and they don't really want other players in that game. And so you don't necessarily have to worry about that. You shouldn't have that as a thought in your mind, but really focus on your art and your craft and your business, because your people will spend money on your products, especially if it's quality products. We know.
Is anyone else?
We know quality.
Black to white. I know. I can hear it.
thank you so much.
Fuck me, motherfucker.
I got somebody
Did it change from the last time I talked?
I'm gonna bring him in really quick. So this is Rick. He's actually pursuing a master's degree in marketing. So you've got an academic versus you know the alternative media. So we want to hear what he's got to say. Thanks for talking to people, Rick.
Hey, how's it going? I just want to say, money doesn't make marketing. What makes marketing is making your audience feel like they are, like they know you personally. And, you know, that's really, really important because...
That's hilarious.
That was personal enough, but thanks, Rick, for your commentary. And that is something that's very important because he brought up a big thing. You do need to make your audience feel like it's specific to them. They need to have.
What do you want? Turn sound
up. Regardless, okay, across the board. Sean touched on early in the conversation, and he was giving specific examples of how he made it personal, and that's actually how he built his entire business over the past, 17 plus years, and 20 plus years, if you including the work prior to Make It Happen Entertainment actually being established. So definitely, something that is worth being reiterated.
You're just going to ramble on. They have to check and shit. All right, we're going to move on to the All right, we're going to move to the Dirty After Dark. It says it's kind of choppy, but I think that was their feed.
Love Talk. Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you are now in the host queue.
Know how many risks I done took, how many spots I done shook. Late nights, I'm a crook. I wanna wake up to a wife who I can spend my whole life searching for love in my city. It's like rolling the dice. Love is poor, let them work.
No. Alright, so we're not gonna do that. Dashy is
Dwight sounds pretty
horrific for a couple
sounds minutes. Pretty sexy like this.
Oh, wait until I dial up. Okay.
Ken sounds black again.
I'm black as a motherfucker.
Oh, damn.
I think that's just his real voice. We were used to, like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Or it's like the opposite. The microphone's messing it up when it was normal. I don't know.
Hey, do you like Black Mirror?
No.
Aw.
You see, okay, I think it might be the conference, because his voice are a little weird. Hang on just a second. Okay. I'm gonna rebuild it.
I will come back.
There she goes. Hang on, people. I'm rebuilding stuff.
Oh, yeah? No, you sound good, I think. Damn it. Nice. Mm.
So when are we going to Cedar Point, Ken?
Your show has not yet started. Please call back within 15 minutes
tomorrow.
Of show time. Thank
Let's
you.
Do it.
Thank you for Let's using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
True, true. Ugh, freezing. I've been there one time with my family that I hate, so it wasn't very fun. Yeah. It was freezing as well, and it wasn't scary at all.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold, and you will be able to listen to the show.
Now, Lynn, I'm going to throw this to a la Watergate. I'm going to ask you a question, and if you cannot answer it, simply don't say anything, because you are in law enforcement. Is there something out there that you know that we don't know?
At this time, I can truthfully tell you there's nothing going on that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right. Because, I mean, Colette Fletcher's in there saying that this is something in regards to Special Olympics raising money. This was something that was a charity aspect of it. You know, I've never seen that. And there's all kinds of different charity events that go on across the country. I've never seen a formation like this, a convoy like this, and particularly where they're shutting down the roads, the highways, bringing this to whatever destination it was going to.
Let me ask you,
I
have been involved in some things that were high level.
You are now in the host queue.
And the best way not to draw attention to you is just to be nondescript. You know, take one van or one truck.
Be interesting since this guy's in law enforcement.
Yeah, but at the same time, people are not going to. And that's the funny part about it is that there's one video about this.
He's still
one video. A couple going the opposite direction. There's no other videos out there about the destination, where it ran to, where it wound up, where these hundreds and hundreds of trucks have all going to. There's no destination to it. That's the weird part behind it.
You heard me on my hang-up call. I talked to
Rick Rose. Did you see the video?
I didn't see that video, but I can talk about this without giving up too much information. All right, a little bit more background information on me. The 10 years I was a federal...
706 area code. You are not live on the air. You're in the queue. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, this is Dwight from Trenton, New Jersey.
Dwayne, okay. Hang on for 1 second.
All right.
Well, what was your topic? What did you want us to talk about, Dwayne?
I wanted to actually talk about, I don't know if you guys are covering this tonight because I just tuned in. Are you guys covering the craziness that's actually going down out in Ferguson right now? Because I got a buddy down there sending me videos. Apparently they're going crazy down there. Like right now.
With what?
They're riding again. My buddy's out on the streets. He's got his iPad out there and he's taking video. Apparently he said CNN had just pulled up and they're getting ready to get out and start broadcasting live.
Oh, geez. All right. Hang on 1 second. I'll get you in there. Hold on.
All right.
Nuclear warfare or something down to another base. They are known for throwing stuff into like a Walmart truck or something so it doesn't draw attention. I mean, but then when you get hundreds and hundreds of vehicles on the highway and you got the traffic blocked, I mean, people are going to start to notice. No matter what time of the night it is, there's always somebody awake, somebody has a camera phone on them. So that's one thing they have to take into consideration. But they're basically, they're setting up for almost any kind of attack or anything. And, I mean, I know Len can speak on that, too, because he's in law enforcement. I mean, I've worked with local, state, and federal law enforcement, so I know we're ready for it, but it's when it happens, are we going to be able to get that information quick enough?
And don't you think that it's conceivable that this could have something to do with the Ebola outbreak?
Mike Brown's ghost.
It could. That's the thing. They could have had 100 trucks with all kinds of medical supplies, and they were taking it down to another base to be transported to Texas or these other spots that are being hit by it. Mm-hmm. You got all these big major sporting events that are happening, so they have to prepare for that too. So they have to have the medical stuff on hand for the FEMA camps and all that. I'm not saying they actually exist, but if they did, they would have to have the medical supplies on hand to take care of the tragic accident or incident that's happened.
My big question, Ashley, is do you have any spare room available in case it becomes apparent that we're going to be at war here soon, buddy?
yeah, everyone come camp in my shed. Fine, let's do it.
I got a news flash for you there, George Lopez. We've been at war for 12 years. Actually, we've been at war since before I was born, in one shape or form.
We only got about 5 minutes left here, and I want to go ahead and go around to all of our wonderful panel tonight, and I thank you guys all for joining us, starting with at the top of my phone queue here, Mr. Len Miller. Sir, go ahead and promote everybody on your show's time, and what's coming up on the next topic on your show,
sir? Don't tell me he's not going
to. Well, thank you very much. Our show is entitled Shadows on the Wall Paranormal Radio. You can catch us on the Random Frequency Network on Blog Talk. Myself and my partner, J.C. Rositas, we have a two-hour show from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock on the East Coast. We got a special show on Friday, Halloween, that J.C. and I are going to just kind of reminisce about holiday, the past Halloweens, you know, the bad costumes we wore in the 80s and the 70s, the horrible candy, the disappointments, and all the great fun we had as kids.
Yeah.
But right. Sunday we're going to have Van Rainier from Whispers Estate on. He's a friend of ours, a friend of our show, and we're very excited to have him on.
Great.
Mr. Rick Rose, sir, if you would.
All right. Well, I'm the host of Paranormal World Live here on it's on Blog Talk Radio, too. It's you can find us under the Renegade Radio Network. we broadcast every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. This Thursday is going to be an awesome show. We have Wanda Kay
coming on to
an hour to 2 hours, that's how long we last. She's going to discuss her experiences at the Bobby Mackey Music Bowl and some of her other crazy stories. Perfect stories for right before Halloween. Then right after that, on my YouTube channel, we're going into a live ITC session and a Ouija board session. So we're going to try to conjure up some stuff and talk to them and have some fun. So. But yeah, that's all that really happens.
And Russ will talk tomorrow about Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring that one up. Tomorrow night is Russell talk. We actually have a pretty big guest coming on tomorrow night, too. He's the, I don't know if anybody watches wrestling, but 2 weeks ago, he was the guy that was planted as a soldier in the audience that jumped the barricade and tried to attack one of the wrestlers. So this is the first radio show he's been on since it's happened, so we're privileged to bring him on and speak to him about everything regarding that.
Fantastic. And Mr. Ken DeCosta, sir, anybody that may be in need of your services also for promotion for the incredible team that you founded, please go ahead and put that promotion out there for us, if you would.
Well, I don't have a show, which is why I have to come
Zags,
on yours.
Nobody wants to go to the Sausage Fest in Tommy Chant.
You can contact us at riseupparanormal.com. All the contact information is there, and email us at info@riseupparanormal.com. Whether it's an investigation or a question or just to say hello to the folks, we'd love to hear from you. And thank you to everybody on the panel tonight. Some excellent questions. And, you know, I hope we brought a little bit of clarity to this. It's a very tenuous situation, but I promise you we'll use our heads going forward. And thank you, George and Andrea, for the for the forum to discuss that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
And here's Dwayne.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Tomorrow night, A World Awakening, the continuation of the scariest part of the paranormal, The Living, with Andrew Perrin and myself. Wednesday night, Paranormal Kool-Aid with Chris Medina and his entourage. Thursday night, Paranormal Hood with Joey Jiggy Webb. Friday night, Mystical Awakenings with Deb DeRusse and Deb Markham. And running off the week, Sunday night, Deb with Matthew Slozer and Tracy Todd. On behalf of Ashley Hall, myself, and Andrea, we thank you guys for joining us tonight. We hope you have a great week. You start off the right way. Stick with us tomorrow night also. Looking forward to talk to you again. Until then, keep the lights on. Have a great night. Be safe. Take care.
Don't do it. They lie. Those whores. They should be on the top of your target list now for that shit.
Yeah, the thing is, they started at like 9:30, so they ran an hour and a half. I just didn't have time to get to them.
Ah.
So yeah, We'll move on to this. You know what? These 9:30 ones are probably going to be over now. Let's just be safe and move to 10.
Is Neon gone?
Yeah. Did I re-add Neon? Yeah, she pulled out for some reason.
I can't check. I'm recording my screen at the moment.
Sexual in nature?
Oh, you know it is.
All right, this is going to be the Computer America guys. We've called them a couple times.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press... You are now in the host queue.
Breakthroughs have caused it to become a reality, and why Elon Musk has said that artificial intelligence would be the equivalent of nukes today.
Okay. Well, those stories and more coming up in hour two of the Computer America show. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
This is kind of an opportunity to screen us.
Broadcasting live, it's the only national radio talk show on computers to air every weeknight, Computer America, hosted by national columnist Craig Crossman. The first hour's behind us, but there's still more of tech news, tech talk, and your phone calls. We're being beamed nationwide at ComputerAmerica.com. You got computer problems? Bring them on. You're listening to Computer America.
Out of the room for a minute.
Computers run the world, and we run computers.
I got you.
Call us or send us an email to live@computeramerica.com.
Hello, and welcome into hour two of the nation's longest running, nationally syndicated radio talk show on computers. This is the Computer America Show, and I'm your host, Craig Crossman.
And I'm your co-host, Ben, who can't figure out how to work a mute switch.
And if you're just joining us and you missed the first hour, we had Mr. David Montoya, the CEO and co-founder of Satisfy. You can listen to that show. If you miss any of our shows, just go to our archives page at ComputerAmerica.com. It's just that simple, okay? And just click the archive, and it'll take you to our archives page where you can download things in Apple iTunes. Blog Talk Radio also carries archives of our show, our audio portion of our show. However, we also have video archives. We have our own YouTube channel, and our video archives are available there. We have the link to it, so you can see all of them. Everything about all the past Computer America shows are up on our archives page. So if you miss any show, you certainly can see that again. In hour two, we still have two more winners. We just announced the third place winner. For that, which is Nathaniel Edward Poe Jr., who's in Greensboro, North Carolina, just won the Logitech HD Webcam C310.
How's everybody doing $50. Tonight?
So, but we got two more winners. We'll announce those as well. They'll be coming up later on in the program. So that said, I think we should start doing some computer news here. All right.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's do it. Tonight's Computer and Technology News is brought to you by Slimware Utilities, the official optimization software of Computer America. You can visit them at slimwareutilities.com to clean,
all right, I'm back.
Speed all
right,
up,
right, they didn't
and optimize your Windows system for free.
Oh, you
That's
lie.
Right. Everything at slimwareutilities.com, the website,
wrong and there isn't.
Completely free. They're not
like
freemium, you know, that you try them for a while and then you upgrade. They're not crippled in any way, or you try them for 10 days and you have to pay them. None of that. All of them are completely free. I want to stress that so you understand what a great deal this is. Everything at slimwareutilities.com, completely free. Download them all. Why not? You know, do yourself a favor. Even if you don't use them right now, download them all because you're going to need them
Virus.
Sooner or later. And when you do, you're going to be happy you downloaded them, right? You'll be really happy that you did, and you'll thank us for it. SlimwareUtilities.com. And you're leaving off the news again, Ben, so what story would you like to do?
All right, well, the most exciting one by far is, well, at least, you know, from a layman perspective, would be this one. This one we got from ExtremeTech.com.
Yeah.
And... Yes, this is the one about the world's fastest network could carry all of the internet's traffic on a single fiber.
No way. A single fiber to carry all of the internet traffic? Yep. Oh, my God.
Again, that's traffic, not data.
How delayed is,
yeah, traffic.
Is
the all the traffic on a single fiber.
Is it extremely delayed or what?
Those guys are real AD killers.
Dashy.
Dashy.
Oh, Dashy says it's fine. I forgot the command, Dashy. What was it, Rand Cycle? Rand? Oh, that's fucking sweet.
That's awesome.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please. You are now in the host queue.
Then
so now
that.
Actually everyone
so
else
for the national average
of
this, it would be 2.5 million times faster.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh my god.
That would be
somewhere around there.
Something like that.
Well, I'm going to say 2.5, and if anyone wants to correct me, go ahead. But 2.5 million times faster than the current national average of speed.
That is amazing.
I mean, 4K, forget it. You know,
forget about it.
Doesn't even matter. 8K, 4K, 12K, 100K, doesn't matter at 255 terabits a second. So the article, a joint group of researchers from the Netherlands and the U.S. have smashed the world speed record for a fiber network, pushing 255 terabits per second down a single strand of glass fiber. This is equivalent to around 32 terabytes per second, enough to transfer a 1 gigabit movie in 31.25 microseconds. That's 0.03 milliseconds.
I think about any time these two are blown.
Or alternatively, the entire contents of your 1 terabyte hard drive in about 31 milliseconds. It's crazy. To put 255 terabits in perspective, the fastest single fiber link in commercial operation tops out at 100 gigs per second, or 2,550 times slower.
Oh, fuck them. We're going to come back to them.
And that, and again,
we'll come back a little deeper into the second hour to check on them. Let's see. The Women Cave with Candace Payne.
Ooh.
I could go for some woman bashing right about now.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, bitch. You bleeding yet? Is that time of the month?
I saw a hilarious poster picture that said...
Not.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to
feminism.
Speak to the host,
we're strong
you are now
until
in
things
the
get a little
queue.
Bit hard.
That we would see it in the news. You know, he actually left open wounds on his child that was bleeding and scarred.
Okay. Oh, 3 year old
from the switch that he was getting that he used
that's
to spank his child. So that's different. That was a BS.
Yes.
That was a definite.
Welcome to the Woman Cave. Do you have a question or comment for the host?
I have a question.
Okay. Can I have your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Dwight.
Okay. She'll be with you in just a minute.
All right, thank you.
Listen, my child wants that. And
well, that's a hell of a screen.
Oh. Hell yeah.
Do you have a question? Yes.
Okay. Great job.
You know, she put suggestions out there, and then we came up with what we thought
she
was going to
be with me in a moment.
You know, but for her to say, come home and say, you know, okay, I'm going to be, you know, whatever. And I'm like, and another thing, I was like, I'm not going to spend money on costumes because I don't want to go spend money on costumes.
Right.
You know, you was a cheerleader. Wear your cheerleading outfit. You got you want a Rapunzel. You want a Rapunzel?
Well, you make
an
outfit
for your birthday. Okay, you gonna wear that here for your costume party at school.
Heisenberg says that lady sounds familiar. Have you pranked her before?
Dude, I've probably pranked about everyone on this fucking network.
Angela,
good point.
The only ones I haven't hit are the day shows. I should do that sometime. I should get some of the day shows.
Hell yeah.
I'm not. Buy a costume for a party. You
when
know,
I'm, when I'm home around that time, I never think about it.
And above, but I feel like I want to do for
for Halloween.
That's kind of, yeah, it's just over and above.
Yeah. We have a caller on the line. I'm sorry, ladies, to cut you off. We have a caller, Dwight, caller 4981. You are live.
Thank you.
What's your question and or comment?
Well, my question is, I wanted to know if you had heard the, or not heard, but read the recent report that was on Yahoo on their front page, stating that slavery was a myth and that women are all bitches and whores. Did you read about that?
Thank you bitch. For using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
They must not have.
Well, maybe not.
They were so shocked. They're like, no, you should read that now. My boss beats me if I don't pick cotton fast enough.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire, you are now in the host queue.
I had a separate agenda. Obviously, we are feeling the impact of our voices being heard across the airwaves. If people are getting, obviously, he was upset about possibly the topic that we have, which is definitely talking about what the enemy has plans for holiday, quote-unquote holiday season that we experience in Halloween. And, you know, I just do believe that when we talk about this stuff, when we put it out there to bring conviction to people, yeah, we ruffle some feathers. People get upset.
I'm not upset about anything you're saying.
And the type of feedback that you get.
And I just completed Minecraft, just, 100%.
Who just don't have
did you
a
get that sexual feeling in your pants from
have a heart.
I just did.
Know, think of Christ like we have. So, so that's what we
shout out to Sam for just that professional response.
Well, we already, you know what? We're gonna get that type of feedback from individuals.
You know what?
They come under attack for what we're doing on
the
airway.
That was a lie. Because he scared me for a minute. Like,
what?
She was like, not like, she was like, do we have to really, what is this going through? I'm, what? Like, wait a minute. What?
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah, I went silent for a minute. You handled that well, because I probably, you know, I just probably would have hung up on him, like, okay. And that's like, I never heard him. But Tam is right. When it comes to friends, like,
oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, the attack is coming.
You better not be doing what I think you're doing, General.
You know, expected. But anyway.
And it's still, we still have the same. We still feel the same way about Halloween and Christianity, so that didn't change anything.
Right.
You know,
anyway, moving on.
Right.
God bless you, brother.
God bless. Thank you.
Right. Before that, okay. We did trick-or-treating. I'm sorry, I did lose my place. What were we just talking about? As far as,
you want to take General Awesome's call?
Yes.
And influencing our children. Before we get into, you know, our own influence, let's take a quick commercial break. And
they're going to come screen calls.
We're already over into the second half, but, you know, how we just maybe talk on material. Let's take a quick break.
Hi. This is Michelle Akins of Sepia Prime Woman. Just want to have a short conversation with you.
No.
We spend precious time on things that don't matter. There's greatness in all of us, an idea, a business, a dream, a group of people you're supposed to touch. That will change the world if you do it. But most people won't get to it. I believe, though, that there are some who will. They pray, plan, adjust, and then they implement. They work hard, and they get results. They defy the norm because they are bold.
I'm not even talking to this lady, I'm talking to you, Jack.
Oh, yes.
One of you. An advertisement in Sepia Prime Woman magazine will take you to places you can't imagine. But you have to be bold and commit.
Oh, I'm bold.
Success. Most people won't. But you aren't most people, are you? Call today to get your campaign to success started at 312-646-0429. Or email.
Apparently your vagina jag is cavernous.
Prime woman.
I've also heard that.
Come on.
I heard you hide polar bears and shit in there.
I do. I hide Linux penguins.
You listening? Hey, you listening to me, bitch?
We just want to thank her for believing in
opportunity. Well, she picked up the screen and she was listening.
What needs to be heard to be your voice.
Yeah.
The topic.
Thank you, Michelle.
We would like to hear. What I wanted to talk about as far as the trick or treating, I had posed a question earlier about you know, passing out candy, or, you know, do you pass out candy during that time?
Yeah.
One of the, I think, like, it seems like when we were growing up, Halloween appeared fun. It looked like people.
Did they screen you yet, General?
General's in queue. He's been screened.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody else is out there in the chat. You know, give us a shout. Did you pass the screener?
Trick-or-treaters. But you think about
that.
Well,
answer who, Dashie? Me?
That's a good point, because now it's like we're so fearful, yeah. Even just talking about not even going to our neighbors. Everybody just keeps to themselves and mind their own business and stuff like that. So, I don't even think trick-or-treating is as popular as it used to be anyway.
Sounds like they've caught on to what's going on, because Oliver is saying
that. Hour spot, maybe 3 hours?
First day was at 8 o'clock.
And all of a sudden, I lost Skype audio.
Shit.
Hello.
Hi.
Hang on a second, guys. Something fucking went crazy.
Damn it. You can't hear me? Can you hear me?
Anybody back? No.
Hi.
Still getting no audio.
Fuck. Hello.
I hear Dashie. Dashie, can you hear me? Okay.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, General.
Okay, it's showing my Skype responding.
We can all hear it. Can someone type
it
we can all
on
hear?
Mixler too.
We can all hear Dwight. Hear you. Or Dwight can't hear us.
Weird.
We can all hear each other. We can all.
Dashie's song request on their radio show.
Okay, there we go. All of a sudden, all right, I unplugged
right
my headset and I get you guys back. All right.
We were talking shit.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
So apparently, I'm a horrible technician here. So yeah, everyone could still hear me. I just couldn't hear you guys. Okay. How about interracial relationships? What's the real issue?
Ooh.
Well, if you have a problem with interracial relationships, I believe the issue is you don't like blacks and whites, or blacks and Mexicans, whites and Mexicans, people of all colors to be together.
Log Talk Radio.
Your show has not yet started.
Damn it.
Please call back within 15 minutes of...
Well, you were supposed to have started like an hour ago, so... You're gone. Let's see...
That
one that's pro interracial dating.
That was because food stamps don't work on Blog Talk.
Yeah, I pointed that out. You guys can hear Dwight. Don't be playing that bullshit. Blog
Talk Radio.
They tricked us.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified. You are now in the host queue.
And you go out there, you march. You get your rights and you start conquering or dominating however you see fit to rule whatever type of rule that you wish to put in place for your people. Because my people start in my house. They don't start out there before I could even reach another black person. I have to be able to reach my child first.
Racist.
So I'm not about to spend my time wasting it on another person when I still have to fix my own family. So. To me, all that other shit, if motherfucker ain't out there really doing it, like how I always hear Sarah Sutton said, he talk about bang on the beast. Well, if you're going to bang on the beast, nigga, you start the movement. You start the movement. And if it's a movement that will follow, it will follow. If not, you're just talking. You're just doing good teaching. And I thought the same, but I tell Sadie that to his face. So it is what it is.
Can I say something?
Say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Say
something.
I'm giving up.
Only to a certain extent. If we gonna be extra out pro black and say we ain't use no white man shit, this all these phones would disconnect right now. The people that said, "Well, I paid my car off you still put white gas in that motherfucker. The money you, the note white you gas. Use, commissary note in your hand is white. So we kind of like, we can't, let's don't drift off into
Obama.
Some crazy shit as to where we super pro back. Let's get it straight. None of us ain't pushing it like that. We don't have shit, ground floor shit set up in place to even talk like that. So for me, I'm not even going to speak like that. I'm going to keep it real because we all going to get up for work tomorrow and we going. Some of us going to jobs we like. Some of us going to jobs we hate. You know what I'm saying? So let's keep it clean all the way on that. Now, as far as like getting out in the streets and of course we all need to do that. But we have to understand that there's different levels to it. Different people have different energy to get out there. Some people are not good out there in the fields. They shouldn't be out there. They should be somewhere else regulating something else. So, you know, I don't think we should just put it out there and say, but if you really real, get out there, everybody can't do that. And me as a brother, I'm going to be 100% real. I get scared every time I hear a black man say, get out there, because you know what? I feel in my heart, it's going to be a sister. Going to be the main one day to snap and do some shit and pull all of our whole cards. And niggas still ain't going to rise to the case. I think we need to beware when we say shit like that, because we all fed up, but
this guy's got some good
they getting it double time. The black woman's getting double time on our hands.
Still putting white gas in
and I realize that. I realize that. You know, none of us is perfect, but I realize that they getting on the end much stronger than us. So let me throw that fade out there as well. Well, get out there and you start it off. And I understand where the brothers is coming from. I'm not knocking it. You know, I feel like that too. You know, I feel like that every day. Whenever something happens, I feel like, you know what? We need to just go out here, but man, just like what Seti, that he say, that's going to bring on frustration because you're ready to make a couple moves and nobody's backing you. I got enough sense to know. This ain't a game out here. We learn these lessons up somewhere else when you jump out there and put yourself out there and the rest of the ducks just sit back and watch and say, oh, yeah, he was a good brother. Yeah, it's messed up that they got him. And y'all going to go on back to the Taco Bell drive-thru and watch the BET Awards and all that. You know what I mean?
Okay, look, not to cut you off, Brother Mind Over Matter, but we have a lot of callers. We have so many callers. Callers, I got to limit your comment to 30 seconds. There's a slew of callers in the host that want to speak. Caller with the last four digits. Wait, before I bring this caller in, Sister Girl Liz, she has to get out of here. You want to say something real quick before you leave?
Leave Sister Girl on. I want to address
her. I forgot what I was going to say earlier, but I just wanted to thank everyone for everything that they said on the show. I truly just loved how we were vibing and how we got along with one another. And I do want to say something to Sister LaRonda. I do agree that we brought that up on ourselves. The reason why I say that is because if the white man comes from us, and we did that on ourselves by us showing him everything and allowing him, we allowed him to do this to us. That was our own fault. I do agree with that. But those examples were placed in front of us for us to correct those things within ourselves. If we know that all of this is going on, we have to correct those things first. So I do agree, and I did see where she was going with her comment. But I just wanted to thank everybody. This was a beautiful show, and I'm going to continue listening. I just can't be on the line anymore. So thank you. Thank you for having me, Jay.
For Obama folks running out of business.
You got to check her out tomorrow, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Get the Getting It In show with Brother Nasir.
Oh, the Getting It In show, yeah. I've called them.
We got them on the line. Nasir, come on in here real quick. Make it quick comment. Like I said, I would love to have you longer, but we got so many callers that want to say something. Nasir, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I appreciate you for giving me the opportunity to speak. And I just wanted to say, I heard, I think, one of the brothers say, we give in to everything that they create, cell phones, Facebook, all this, et cetera.
This is supposed to be a pro-interracial dating show. This sounds like fuck whitey, kill whitey.
Does. I mean, white everything ass. That they try to create, it lets us know that they are full of lies and whatever. So by them creating Facebook,
I don't know what you're doing, George. Now you should be in here assaulting these chat rooms with us, traitor.
We are uplifting one another and teaching one another about this African spirituality.
Yeah,
so
right.
Everything that they try to create, it still turns back and it's on us. How we take that and how we act upon it
or react upon it. Now, they doing this for us to react upon it. Now, when we react upon it, we're falling right into their
pretty sure this guy's over his 30 seconds.
But like I say, who has been letting us know all the ancestors, black ancestors that have died, who have been black, that created different things and
all the black ancestors who died that were black.
They digging up our remains. They digging up our ancestors. So, like I say, they don't know. It's not a part of them. So they don't know anything about it. But it's a part of us. It's who we are. So this is why when they bring these things out, this is why we can identify with them. And you know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I wanted to say. Like, this is a beautiful topic. This is a beautiful topic. And
wait a minute. You know what? Before you get off the phone, man, I want to say me and you had a conversation earlier this week, man. I want to let you know that kings keep each other on their square. You kept me on my square this week, brother. And I thank you and I love you for that.
I love you as well, my fellow king. Real talk. That's all
they're
that
about to tongue each other's balls.
That's right. King. All right, man. Yeah. Thank you.
That's right.
Okay, let's bring in this next caller. Caller, you got 30 seconds. Make it short and sweet and get your point across. Caller with the last four digits, 1662. You're on the line with the Jay Allen Show. Talk to us.
Hi, this is Regina, and I was just calling in to say that if you're pro-black, but you're not for interracial relationships, where does that leave the mixed community? How do they express self-love?
They don't.
If they have to deny whole...
They're the ones nobody wants.
Another ancestry that they have. And who's to say that...
Which one are we?
And who's to say that
it
doesn't actually enhance the flavor as opposed to dilute it? You know what I mean? Who's calling it? It really just sounds like, you know, white supremacy in reverse.
Can I
talk to
you? Whatever the last random cycle was.
We need to have white supremacy in reverse. How else we gonna fix ourselves? And we've been torn down to our last molecule, so we need to stand up. The mixed race, I'm not against anybody mixed race. I'm just for my people. So my people is at
but
the
who is your people? How does that BTR's how IP do you sort it out? How do you not cause more confusion, you know, perpetuating the same bullshit that,
their
you know,
doesn't,
your
presence, doesn't,
how do you,
last
how do you
long
fix
anyway.
Anything with using the same thing that created the problem in the first place?
We can't all hold hands and love one another. That's not being done. Show me
this
well.
This is the damnedest long 30 seconds I've ever heard.
You live where everybody loves each other.
He's going to give us
and white
15,
folks, not for white folks, for black
right.
folks, not for black folks.
Oh, that's all I need.
And it's kind of different. It's kind of different in SoCal. And you got Northern California where the Latinos think they black and don't get along with the Mexicans who are all for their. You know, it's different. But when you're in a melting pot, you understand that there's a lot of people that do want to get along and don't have a problem with all the color lines. You know, what they have is a fear and a distrust because they don't, and a lack of understanding. But they also have that desire to want to know. They want to know.
What do you consider yourself?
I'm black. I'm black all day. But my mother's Italian. And
you wouldn't be black all day. That's
white.
Black all night.
And, you know, she raised me and two boys as a single parent, and both my brothers married black. So somehow she, you know, instilled self-love. We were aware of our ancestors.
Okay, so you don't,
and I'm aware,
you don't
I'm aware
love
by
your own race if you don't marry your own race.
Not to say anything that's
that don't make any fucking
that's
sense
not the intention
either.
Of the show right here to disrespect anyone who may be pro-black or not pro-black or someone that's biracial, and you asked a good question. The reason why I asked you, what do you consider yourself, is because that's
so, like, if I was a white guy and I wouldn't marry an Asian,
of course, you're going to have a soft spot to the other side.
Apparently a honky, hate motherfucker.
But not really, because my family is racist on both sides. So I just got a better understanding of the confusion.
That's
racist.
Okay.
I got Italians that don't like black, and I got black folks out of Tulsa that still say Peckerwood and things like that. You know, they believe in segregation.
Right. Regina, I don't want to cut you off, but we have so many callers in the queue, but we do appreciate
your
comments.
But he's doing it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I love this. That motherfucker.
Right. Does anybody want to kind of comment on what she just said really quick before I get to the next caller?
I want to finish what I was saying. She says she considers herself black, but she has the compassion for the other side. She asked me, what I'm saying? How it's spewing like I'm not up here spewing hate. None of us up here are spewing hate. All we saying is we for our people. When I say my people, I mean people of like mind. Because there's a lot of niggas walking around that got white minds. I don't have a white mind. I'm for my people. I know about my ancestry. I know what brought us down. That's what brought us down.
Tell us, what is a white mind? Define what a white mind is.
A white mind is when your left brain thinking, you think like white, but basically you want to fit in. You want to fit in. You don't want to stand out. You know what I'm saying? You want to fit in. It's that the system is fine to you. The way things are is fine to you. You just want to fit in. You want to go alone.
Well, okay. With all of the people who are intermingling and having interracial relationships, blonde hair and blue eyes as a recessive trait is due to go out. You know, so by probably 20, 25 or so, there won't be any blonde hair, blue eyed.
Right. I can't count how many black people I've seen try to wear blonde hair.
There would be no more white people. White people don't become.
And they do. They get the contacts and shit, change their eye color.
But let me touch on the mulatto issue.
Mulatto issue.
Because we got a lot of callers, man. Okay. Really, really quick.
I firmly believe that it's due to eradicate the problem and just made them all out. But at the same time, if you do that, then you also cause another problem with the actual half-breeds themselves, because they're going to now have to choose which side they're going to identify themselves on. Some are going to straddle the fence and say, I'm white. When it's a white, it's time to be white. And some are going to straddle the fence to be black when it's time to be black. So that also causes another problem for themselves. And any person that's mixed, I know they probably go through those issues. You know, they'll get around white people and they'll consider themselves white. Around black, they consider themselves black. So, okay.
Real quick, Monique, you said you wanted to say something. Really quick,
maybe you want... in the queue, are you on the line, child? Not in the chat.
You know, how do you raise
your
child?
Are you going to blast Dashie's favorite song, Adam?
That come from interracial relationships. And
I got a pretty good idea, too.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what her question was. So, you know, that's where the difficulty is, trying to express to them who they are as African peoples, if they are mixed or if they're mulatto.
Okay. Let's bring this caller in. Caller with the last four digits, 4403. You're on the line with the Jay Allen Show, and you got 30 seconds to express your opinion. Talk to us. Who's this? 4403.
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
Next caller. Okay.
Next
caller, 4403. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Caller with the last four digits, 2919. 2919, you're on the line with the Jay Allen Show. You got 30 Greetings. Seconds to talk to
Kitty Owadu here. How's everybody tonight?
Brother
Jesus.
Hi.
How you doing, brother?
Doing great. I love the conversation. On the topic,
he's getting actual.
You know, is it problematic to be interracial relationship and pro black?
His actual callers.
And no, context is everything. Like Jazz saying is a bad note out of context. I want to put this into context. You seem to be having conversations that go on decade after decade. I'm going to share a paragraph from my book, Missing Assets, Cultural, Psychological, and Biological Origins of Infertility. And this talks about what has happened to the black family. In other words, for population control to succeed, a great deal more must be done than the merely established family planning centers and to provide surreptitious funding for local advocacy campaigns. An entire spectrum of variables affecting the desire to have children must be influenced, from basic economics and government programs to family relations, personal expectations, lifestyle, cultural tradition, concepts of land sharing and private ownership, wealth production systems, ethical standards, and even religious beliefs. Taboos must be breached. The bonds that unite family and community must be undermined. And sufficient disruption must occur to literally disorient the targeted communities and make them vulnerable to the imposition of external cultural forces.
I guess something that should piss them off.
The paragraph I just shared is from a book from 1997, and the quote actually dates probably another 7 years or so before that. Unless and until we can come up with the right type of educational paradigm which allows a broad section of the population, especially the younger people who are moving into and through their reproductive years, unless they really understand the context in which this paragraph was presented and the person by the name of Frank Notestein, a U.S. State Department official, who made that statement, then unfortunately our dialogues are going to be very impassionate, very emotional, but they are not going to lead to sustainable solution.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay. Well, we definitely appreciate your call, Brother Keedy, man. That was some great information that you gave to us. You guys want to check Keedy Waddle out, you can check him out at livingsuperfood.com. That's livingsuperfood.com. And go over there and he'll take care of you, give you some healthy recipes.
Yeah.
Thank you, my brother. Respect.
Bro.
All right. Okay.
Oh.
Tashana, talk to us real quick.
I'm here. You know, I was just listening to the sister with the biracial background and what the goddess said. And it just goes to show the issue more than anything. We biracial children are confused, and that's exactly what they want to do, is cause that confusion. So when we're sitting there going, oh, I'm pro-black, but I'm interracially dating, this is what your children are going to go through. This is exactly, they don't know where they stand. They don't understand where what to support. They lose the lack of knowledge of themselves as an African person. And I think someone said it perfectly earlier, that when it's time to be white, we white. When it's time to be black, we black. I know a lot of biracial people. I have a friend who had children with white men, and all three of his children are of a biracial background. And the white man, when I go to teach the children about Asher Quayce and what happened during slavery, do you know how that looks to him when I'm teaching his kids what his people did to his mama's people? He does not like that. He doesn't support that.
Okay.
They want us to forget about it and just go along with, oh, it's over. Don't talk about it no more. And we can't do that. And how do you properly educate a biracial child on what happened during history?
Right.
I just agree with that.
Tiffany, you there?
I'm here.
Talk to us.
Well, no, I'm just agreeing with that because, you know, with the biracial, the children, that's, you know, a divided mind. And how can you be a whole person if you're divided, you know,
come
divided
on,
within? So, I mean, I support pro-black. I believe that is the foundation of making our race.
I can't wait for him to pick up. I got something that...
You know what I wonder?
Go ahead.
We haven't really spoken about love. What happens when you fall in love with someone? Is it possible, really, to fall in love with someone who is of the opposite race? I hear that we're talking about children, but can you have a person from a different race as a soulmate?
No, you're just being fucking racist.
Anybody can answer that.
As a love of your life, as a soulmate.
Like your brother said, you can't put a patent on the way somebody loves. But to me, I don't feel like you can have that person can't be your soulmate. You just run off the emotion, just the energy, emotion. That's the emotion inside of you. To be black and understand the black experience, you must be black. If you're not black, how you gonna say you understand the experience? You got to experience it. Then when you're teaching a mixed child, this child got to learn about both sides of his family. And he's going to have mixed feelings about what went on in history.
Blah, blah, blah.
The child is standing that divide.
This is longer than fucking 30 seconds.
Right. Right. On this side, they've been oppressed.
You only have 22 fucking minutes left. They keep going.
I'm in the middle of this. Then what do I say? Do I go on this side? Then this side going to say this about me. If I go on this side, then this side going to say about me. So they just stand in the middle. When they're around white people, they talk
room,
about the white people because they can identify with. They're around black people, they can identify also. But then with,
all right,
then you don't have no real time.
Call it with the last four digits, 7465. 7465 in the line with the Jay Allen Show. You got about 30 seconds to get your thoughts out. Talk to us. 7465.
Hello?
Right there.
Hello? Not us.
Okay, let's go to the next caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh. Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Sorry, I had you on mute by accident. Sorry. I'm on mute. I'd like to speak from experience here. I'm a black woman, and my mother is mixed. And up until the age of 13, I was brought up in a full black stable family. At the age of 13, 14, my mother then, my mother is mixed, by the way, she then married a white man, white Irish man, when I was 13.
That's my
when I was 13, I had twin brothers who were born, so they're again mixed. A mixed mother with a white father. As soon as they were old enough, you know, like 2, 3, and 4, my sister and I used to always say to my twin brothers, "What color are you? What color are you?" And they would say, "We're brown." And we'd say, "No, you're not. You're black." And then my mum would say, "They're mixed." And then their dad would say, "They're mixed." So that's one reason why mixed relationships shouldn't be going along, because from day one, there is total confusion amongst the children. Because from day one, they all already feel like they have to choose sides, which is unfair on the children, and it's always the children who suffer. Another point I wanted to bring up was I was brought up in a very, very multicultural place in Cardiff, which is in Wales, in Britain. And we're all mixed. And even to today, I have a very mixed friendship list. But I love all cultures. I want to learn about all cultures. But I've never, ever had the mindset to fancy anybody out of my side. And I think that's one problem that Black America has. They've kept themselves so segregated that they're always intrigued by other races instead of just wanting to know about other races. And in my mind, you don't have to lay down with another race to appreciate that race, because it will dilute the black population. Because most of my younger cousins look white, and they always say to me, "Why do you always say these things?" And I say to them, "Because you look white. You're never going to have a black partner. You're always going to have a white partner. Your kids are going to have white partners." Meaning the black side of you is always going to be lost.
The black side, the black
so
side.
I am very pro-black, and I disagree with interracial relationships and marriages, even though my own mother is mixed half down the middle.
Well, we definitely appreciate your call, sister. You had some great words.
Racist.
And keep on listening to the show, okay?
Okay, thanks for having me. Peace.
Thank you.
Peace.
All right, peace. I'm going to ask you all again, if you're not speaking, to mute your phone so we won't get any feedback. Let's take another call. We got to get through some of these calls. Caller with the last four digits, 3729. You're on the line with the Jay Allen Show. You got about a half a minute. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing, brother? Sister?
Great. Who's this?
Who's this? You're starting to piss me off.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good friends with Mind Over Matter.
All right.
Pretty much, you know, I've been listening to the show. I hear good points. I hear bad points. I hear confusion points. it's always going to be a dilemma, because we always forget one thing, and it's evolution.
I've got something really good for him, and I think it'll fuck him up. I don't want to abandon it.
Human mind, as far as changing a culture, changing a belief, changing anything you do, you learn this as you go through your journey in life. It's just, you know, self-conscious. You know, evolution causes you to change. And like the sister said when she got off the phone, she pretty much told the children the truth. She didn't fabricate it. She didn't, you know, sugarcoat it. She didn't put it no other way, because once you start fabricating things to make them feel one with society, when society doesn't feel one with them because they haven't learned the truth as a child, you're causing a disruption in their brain. So what ends up happening is where they'll sit there and say, it's okay to do this. It's okay to date this. It's okay to do that. But in reality, all they're doing is you're teaching them to live a lie, because it's not okay. Because that person is teaching you something else. That person is teaching their children something else. That person is doing this. So, you know, at the end of the day, I always want people to understand that evolution breaks through barriers. It crashes. Goes through a lot of bloodshed, and that's what we need as this culture moves forward. We need a lot of evolutionary things to happen, because a lot of leaders, I'm sorry I'm taking up time, I'm going to wrap up with this, a lot of leaders, when they reach a high point in their life, they start to shake a little bit. They'll go to another side that they feel comfortable with because they feel untouched. Ooh. And that's something
a lot of people
talk about, you know, Maya Angelou. He talked about the Nation of Islam. He talked about, you know, what happened during this time. You have to understand that once these people reach a certain point in their life,
and their lives,
and got comfortable and then forgot what it was that they was fighting for in the beginning versus what they're doing now. But that's all.
All right, well, brother, we appreciate you, man. We definitely
do. No problem, brother.
All right, thank you. Let's take one more call before I open up the dialogue again. Calling with the last 4 digits, 3192. You're on the line with the Jay Allen Show. Have your thoughts together, please. I hope you do.
I do. This is Felice. I'm calling from Chicago.
Do you have us on the speaker?
Yeah, because I'm calling from my computer.
All right, people. I'm sorry.
Okay, we can hear you. Go ahead.
So, after all of that, those motherfuckers are going to take one call and then open up dialogue. You got to be shitting me. Oh, these motherfuckers.
If they would have fucking done 30 seconds each.
Yeah.
They can't because they don't have the ability to count.
True. That's not because they're black.
All right, let's find another show.
I'm going to go get a drink. You guys want anything?
Yeah.
Cool.
Bring me that stuff I used to eat back in the day.
I know.
Pussy.
Bring me an Alexander Keith's.
Alrighty, going to head to the store. I'll be right there.
There was one that had their first show.
I really want to get the chance to, like, play Dashi's requested song.
You'll get a chance.
Love Talk Radio.
Your show has not yet started. Please call back within 15 minutes.
They're first show and then they don't show. That's how you gather a crowd, right? You don't get an audience that way. When it's in the air, can anybody hear the music? I don't know if it's loud enough.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at it. You are now in the host queue.
I came out. I had a 3-week it paid for my whole 3 days at 3 weeks. 3 days at
Las Vegas. She charged $4 an hour. General Awesome, I got the shit you said.
I will not gamble I will not throw my money away.
Thanks, Broseph.
You know what my mom used to do?
What'd your mom used to say?
Go up to,
Great
Minds Think
Alike.
It's on the Nevada side of Arizona. And she would go up there and play poker with the dealers. That's how good she was. I'm not a card player. I always wanted to play. No, Marius Entertainment. No.
What?
See, I.
Somebody in the chat room just last one.
I think it's fun. If you
say,
just
take
it for
talking
fun.
About?
If you just take it to be fun, you know, just go up there and spend like $100 on entertainment, and once it's gone, then you don't put any more money in it.
She must be talking about going to the casino.
And spending
gambling addict. Just go to the casino with the amount you want to spend. It's not that hard.
Oh, that's a good one.
Leave your fucking ATM card and shit at
home. No, but I mean, if you go to get entertained, you have to.
Of course, I'm not addicted to gambling, so I really can't talk, you know.
So what's wrong if you take $20-$40 to go spend it on gambling?
Who the fuck's going to the casino with $20-$40? That's not even worth a trip.
Right.
You can play the slot machines for about 15 minutes.
I mean, trust me, I am not a gambler.
We know that. You fucking spent
I'm gonna get a lottery ticket.
I'd go to the casino with my brother occasionally, and like, it wasn't my money. He was like, oh, I wanna go. I'm like, alright, well, you're paying.
There you go.
And
yeah.
Whatever. There was this one game I fucking loved. It was the Batman game. It's an interactive fucking game. And I used to fucking win all the time on that goddamn thing. I mean, I'd shit you not. Like, you know, I'd put a 20 in and I'd come out with like 60 bucks. So, like, he would take the winnings and go cash out and, like, give me another 20. And, like, I'd win, like, another fucking 60, 70 bucks.
And that's exactly what I would do.
I was like, why don't more people play this? I fucking win all the time on this.
Or not. Ha ha.
What's she laughing about?
Probably my dick size.
I think people are in the chat room fucking them up.
Oh, yeah. Sure you will. Oh, here. Now look at what we got. Oh, goody, goody. Yeah,
they are. They're in the chat fucking with her.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's the matter, baby?
Yeah.
Yep.
Here's what I'm going to do, because I'm not in the mood.
Oh, answer the phone. You'll really not be in the mood then.
Which one did I, kick one of them out?
Are you okay, lady?
Oh my God, it's Mrs. Cotton all over again.
Here we go.
It's just as good when people are in the chat fucking with motherfuckers.
Oh yeah.
Okay, here we go. Yes, I do.
She's arguing with the people that aren't even talking back to her. Yes, I do.
Let's see what the chat room's saying.
Here goes another one. Yes, I do.
Wait. Is it the Men for Freedom Monday night?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't see any people in the chat room. Maybe they banned them all.
I think she's removing them all.
Great.
Just so everybody knows in the chat, she's kicking people, so just go in there and flood it as fast as you can.
Yes. I think she just kicked me.
I will drop the link. Thanks, Gilmore, for telling her it was a prank show.
I hope I didn't kick Mary out by accident. Oh, no.
She kicked Mary. George.
Oh, yeah, I knew it was coming.
She's talking about George.
Out by accident. I'm kicking all these people out. I knew this was coming.
How'd you know it was coming? We just decided to call.
Yeah.
God, she's fucking fucking amazing, George. You're awesome.
And it doesn't work.
I'm trying to kick him out and it don't work.
Dashi, could you do your thing to her chat room, please?
I kicked her out by accident. Well, there you go.
What, baby? What happened?
I was kicked out for no reason.
Okay, see, now I'm going to go A. Oh, I hate this. You know I hate this.
If you can't take it, don't be on Blog Talk.
You know, it's got... You have to really wonder about these people that don't have a life, you know?
Says you.
What does she expect us to be doing at 5 till midnight?
They have no life, so they have to... This is what they do in life.
Same,
a couple days a week.
But we know there's people like this in the world. I think I accidentally kicked Mary out.
She's kicking her real listeners out. Yes, General, that's the one.
Oh, Mary, Mary, Mary. Doc, got it.
God damn it.
Well, at least it... Yeah, oh, and I... I'm going to have to...
She's going to have to she's going to have to end the show. She's fucking losing it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Stay there and I yodel.
That laugh.
Oh, Mary.
Oh, Mary, you silly cunt.
I type here on... EFGHI.
Oh,
doing this with my left hand or whatever.
Ooh, that's what she said.
EFHIJ.
She hasn't even taken our calls and we're already laughing our ass.
Can't believe it. Oh, man, I can't believe it. She knows I wouldn't do that. She knows it wasn't on purpose.
It was on purpose.
So. When they're guests, they can't put anything in the chat room, so I'm not going to be concerned with guests.
Oh, what? I'm not a guest. I'm going to go in there.
Can you believe that these people have such boring lives?
It's true.
What they do. They come
into
chat rooms and they do this nonsense.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Kind of sad.
No, no, it's fun.
It's
she should do it too.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go now.
Well.
One minute is a vagina.
How sad. You guys are so sad.
Oh, we're so sad. Sorry.
Oh. So sad.
It's too bad. Maybe you ought to, you know, try to go get a life, you little,
What?
I know. Can you imagine what this is going to do for my ratings on a Monday night?
As long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather
be. I just put in her chat room, are you associated with gloryholefoundation.com? They have your shows on their website, but charge $5 to listen to your shows. So I'm
and if they
can
stick around, they can listen to
Santa
me.
Santa is a whore.
What's going to be really exciting.
1 minute is homo.
I know. That's the thing about it.
That is hilarious.
You know, they're sad little people.
I'm in her chat room talking. I'm like, these people have no lives.
Santa is a whore as a fan.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
You have to kind of feel a little sorry for him. So we'll put up, because we're ready to leave anyway.
Oh, yeah. You are now.
Right.
Sad little people.
You gonna cry, lady? You gonna cry?
Oh, we're ending the show anyway, so.
Yeah, I know you are. Holy shit.
No big deal. Oh, okay, here we go.
And Martin Cooper is going crazy with the N-word. And,
come on.
In very large purple letters.
Cutting in here.
Oh, God. That's all fucking hilarious.
I'm pretty sure that's some
blue
lettering.
Anyway, so.
Oh, looks purple here.
YOLO.
You poor, sad, lonely people. Golly.
I'm not lonely.
So sad. Oh, my gosh.
She loves us. Are you associated?
Yeah. I'm trying to get her to click it.
Now they're going to have to go somewhere else because the show is over. Poor babies. Poor little babies. You know what they're going to have to do? Now they're going to have to go back into their mommy's...
basement?
Pussy.
Their mommy's basement where they... Because they can't get out in the world and get a job because they're such morons. Oh,
wouldn't that fuck her up if we could tell her this is our job or something?
Basement.
I get paid to do this, bitch. No.
Oh. Poor little baby.
She's starting to get them out of there and then Dashy loads them right back in.
Did she just snort?
Yeah, she did.
Poor little old bitch.
Deer hunter. Poor little baby. I should play a song that will just totally drive them crazy.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
What's that?
So, let's see. Hooker? What song would that be? Oh, I think I have one.
Oh, yeah? Oh, let's hear it.
My deer hunter.
Hush, little baby.
Being here. And you know I love you. Oh, yeah, now one of them calling in. Oh, yeah, right.
Now one of them is calling in?
Hi, Deer Hunter. Go Packers, go Vikings. Here we go.
Yeah, you better love Packers.
Dude, this is hurting my feelings.
Banjo is sexy.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
This is really getting under my skin.
Makes I'm more or less going to turn her off because I don't want to hear it blast in my ear.
Your couch.
This is too fucking loud.
Packers are sitting in second place. Ha 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 ha.
Well, they are. They lost this week, and the Lions are in first place. Actually, they were in first place because they owned the tiebreaker, but this week, Lions won, Packers lost, so they're sitting in first place all by themselves.
Mm.
And she said, go Vikings. I think they're in fucking dead last in the division. You know, she's a smart one.
Hey, look at the Facebook comments underneath. I don't know if it is a troll or not, but they said, I got kicked out, and I'm a first-time listener. I didn't troll or say anything. I wonder if it's a real person.
I have no idea. Moving on to my 11 o'clock numbers, even though it's midnight. So this will be hitting miss.
He's not one of us.
Your show is scheduled to start in 20 hours zero.
Okay, I don't remember what that one was. Oh, the human experience.
Ooh.
Celebrity gossip. Maybe. I think I've called these guys before. We're probably not going to run into a whole lot of ones I haven't called.
True.
The machine delayed.
Delayed machine.
Dial. Or am I missing a digit? 732.
It would have beeped if you were missing a digit.
795. I've got too many digits, apparently.
Damn.
And I don't know what the...
Rad fucker.
Hey, Dashy, Callerific's not responding.
Damn. That's some fucked up shit.
Putting in a line breaker. I've done nothing of the sort. Oh, I see what happened.
Your show has not yet started. Please call back in minutes of show time. Thank
You're
you.
A liar.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Okay. First name trouble. Middle name drama.
Ooh.
Blog Talk Radio.
Your show has not yet started. Please call back within 15 minutes of showtime. Thank you.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, I'm working, people. I'm working through the numbers. That black show we're waiting on took a lot of time.
Blog Talk Radio.
Your show has not yet started. Please call back within 15 minutes of showtime. Thank you.
Fuck.
I don't think I had too many
Blog
midnight
Talk
numbers.
Radio. Goodbye.
Let's try the CIA and drugs.
Oh.
Log Talk Radio.
Your show has not yet started. Please call back. Thank you.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
I got a couple midnights. Free psychic readings and Crazy Wolf. We've called Crazy Wolf before, and I talked about Ebola. And started talking about George jerking his dick. This is the psychics right here. We all call and get readings.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, you are now in the host queue.
They haven't showed up yet. It is only 3 minutes in. So, let's hang out. We'll try Crazy Wolf. I forgot to go back and check to see if that fake madhouse ever went on.
Oh, God. Those guys are hilarious.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Let me try some of these others. What about dream interpretation? I keep having dreams. George is jerking his dick. I don't know what to do. I just don't know.
Blog Talk Radio.
Your show has not yet started. Please call back within 15 minutes of showtime. Thank you. Running.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Thank you, people. Shit, you whore. All right, hang on, people. Let me get some...
Huh.
Don't you haunt me either.
Shit. You need to bend me over and spank me with a whip.
I fucking will.
Damn it.
Get some music rolling while I'm looking.
My God, I think I'm freaking out. Too many drinks, too many rounds. I'm in the cloud, no coming down.
Oh, dude, I'm totally freaking out.
Xbox rewards. Fuck. I'm sorry. Tux is making you an app. Dashy. Not sure what that means though. GUI is finished. Dash is so excited.
Oh, dude, I'm totally freaking out.
Here's a call.
Thank you for calling the Sheraton Denver Downtown Hotel, where you don't just stay, you belong. For reservations, please press 1.
No.
Our sales, catering, and convention services.
No, bitch, no.
For guest billing inquiries, please press 3.
No.
For airport transportation, please press 4.
Okay.
For guest services, please press 5.
No.
To repeat this menu, please press 9. You are being transferred to the operator.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Sheraton Denver Downtown Hotel. This is Rita. How can I assist
you? Hi, Rita. I need to be transferred to my brother's room.
And his name?
His name is Andrew Moss.
M-O-S-S?
Correct.
What was the first name?
Andrew.
My pleasure to connect you.
Thank you.
The guest you are trying to reach is not available right now. To leave a message, press 1. For personal assistance, press 0.
Damn.
To leave a message, press... Please hold.
Touches.
Thank you for calling the Sheraton Downtown Denver. This is Adam. How may I assist you?
Good evening, Adam. My name is Andrew Moss. I'm staying here at the hotel.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
I just had somebody call my room and wake me up. excuse me. When they answered, they said their name was Jimmy, and they worked at the front desk. And he told me to hang the fucking phone up, and that was it. That was the whole conversation.
Interesting. We don't have anyone named Jimmy here. What's your last name, sir?
Moss. M-O-S-S.
And it's Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay, I do apologize for that. Are you, you were in the middle of sleeping? Do you want to take care of this when you wake up tomorrow morning? Or we can take care of this tonight for you. I do apologize for that. We don't have anyone.
No, I can take care of it tonight. I mean, I'm awake now. It's going to take me a little bit to go back to sleep.
Okay, yeah, Let me, Can I put you on hold for just 1 second? I just want to see if who might have put the call through for that room. I do apologize for that.
No problem. It was a lady, if that helps.
It was a lady that called?
Yeah, he said that, I forget her name, he said that so-and-so transferred him, that he was from the housekeeping.
He's from housekeeping?
Yeah. He said front desk, and then he said housekeeping, and you know, it was probably some guy playing a joke. I don't know what his problem is.
No, I do apologize for that. Let me just put you on hold for 1 second.
All right.
Discover the casual elegance and vitality of downtown Denver. Our IMPAY Tower features the unique design of this world-renowned architect and places you within steps of the 16th Street Pedestrian Mall, downtown's mile-long tree-lined promenade featuring outdoor bistros, microbreweries, shopping, and entertainment. History and culture thrive at the nearby Denver Art Museum and Colorado State Capitol. Turn up the excitement and take the complimentary mall shuttle to see the Nuggets, the Avalanche, the Broncos, and the Rockies. Our city center location places you blocks from the Financial and Business District and the Colorado Convention Center. Whether traveling for business or pleasure, the Sheraton Denver Downtown Hotel will make certain the extraordinary is always within reach.
Oh, yeah?
Settle into the spectacular. At our Sheraton Denver Downtown Hotel, you'll experience the excitement of the city while staying in touch with what matters most to you. Feel a sense of belonging from the moment you arrive. Socialize in our vibrant lobby, filled with abundant casual seating and ample space to unwind. Sink into an oversized chair and challenge a friend to a game of chess. Stay in touch
with
the Connectivity Center, the link at Sheraton. Satisfy your every taste in our contemporary 1550 restaurant and lounge, traditional Irish pub, Katie Mullins, Yard House Restaurant, Pete's Coffee, or the hip 16 Mix. Your choices are limitless, and all only steps away. Surround yourself with comfort and style. Relax and refresh in the privacy of your guest room, featuring our inviting Sheraton Sweet Sleeper Bed. Be inspired by sweeping Rocky Mountain views. Take the time to revitalize at our 53.
Thank you for holding, Mr. Mock. I do apologize. I just kind of followed up just to try to see kind of what was going on. It did look like it was an outside call, someone calling for you specifically. They asked for you specifically. I do apologize.
Did they say who they were?
They did not tell us, unfortunately. What can I do to make this up to you? I do apologize for waking you up. Would you like complimentary breakfast in the morning?
On there for you. Could you send it up to my room in the morning?
Let me see what I've got here.
All
right. Let me get one of our hangers here.
Now, that's the whole thing about having a room.
Let me just grab one of these hangers here for you.
Okay.
Were you looking for anything specific in the morning?
No, what do you got there? Nothing too specific.
We have an American breakfast, served with hash brown potatoes, choice of one meat, breakfast bread, juice, and beverage. I could do a deluxe continental served with pastries, fresh fruit, choice of juice. I could do blueberry or golden pancakes.
You know what? Let me do the American. The American sounds fine.
Okay. So I've got the American here for you. What kind of, how would you like your eggs? Over easy, poached, scrambled?
Over easy.
Over easy. Bacon, sausage links, or ham?
Sausage links.
Sausage links. And wheat toast, white, Danish muffin or English muffin?
English muffin.
English muffin. And then, would you like some coffee with that?
An orange juice. I prefer an orange juice.
Orange juice? Okay. And I have, what was the room number you were in, sir?
Oh, geez. Hang on, I'm going to have to get up to go see it. Hang on, let me put some clothes on real quick.
No, I can. Is it 1618? Does that sound correct?
That sounds about right.
And I will go ahead and get this comped over for you.
Okay. Could I have, what time would I be able to get that?
Yeah, well, that was my next question. What time would you like that for?
Oh, I'm going to be getting up at about 6, so if you send it at 6 in the morning, that'd be great.
Okay, so it's a 15-minute window. I can either do from 6 to 6:15 or 6:15 to 6:30.
6 to 6:15 is fine.
6 to 6:15?
Yeah, that'll be great.
Awesome. Let me see here. All right. 6 to 6:15. Okay, so it'll be up between 6 and 6:15 for you.
That sounds fantastic.
I do apologize for that, and then we'll take care of that for you. If you have any other issues, just let us know.
Okay, can you just put a do not call on my line for the night?
Yes, I can. Okay. That will be for your entire stay until you let us know.
Okay.
So let us know tomorrow if you'd like us to take that off for you.
All right, that sounds good.
All right, I do apologize for that once again. Let us know if you need anything else.
All right, buddy, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Okay. Have a good day.
See, I just, so that was I just did a good service.
Yeah, that was a good prank call.
Yeah, send the motherfucker for breakfast. Well, it's kind of a good service. He's going to get a knock at 6 o'clock in the fucking morning on his door.
Should have done it at 4 o'clock.
See, so, I forget who it was that, like, someone wanted me to order breakfast, and he fucking offered it up. I knew that was going to work, too, when he's like, what room? And I'm like, oh, you know, I'd already went through so much problems. Oh, let me put some clothes on and go look. Oh, no, is 16, 18 sound? Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, you want a coffee? No. I'll take a nice orange juice. I'm trying to do another call. I had to group call. Dashy, welcome back.
Dashy!
This motherfucker better start ringing. And it didn't, because they're a bitch. Ring, ding, dong.
The Legend of Korra is what I'm playing at the moment. I'll play any retard game for achievements.
These people are doing an amazing job of picking up the phone at this hotel. So I guess I won't be calling them. Back at my grinds. I'm sleeping. I'm at Terra's Inn. That could be a hotel. That could not be a hotel. Let's try it. Ring, 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 banana phone. We'll do a couple more calls and then we're going to call it a night.
Hello. We can help you find another business in the area since the number you called.
Apparently, somebody's noticing Jag's heavy breathing.
Who, me?
Yeah. You got a bunch of background noise and you're like...
It's like your
dick or something.
I'm sorry.
It's like you got the controller in one hand, you're fucking flogging a dolphin in the other. Jolene in the Mixler chat says, yes, you.
I'm afraid to breathe now.
Hold your breath.
Who, me?
The fuck is this? It's not dialing through. Let me use the call graphic and see what we get.
Hey, Stinky.
No, I'm
breathing through my nose.
I'm trying to dial through Skype, and it's not fucking dialing in, so I'm trying to dial through the call machine. Hello, Mr. Carlito.
Hey, want to
thank you for calling the front desk at DoubleTree by Hilton Tarrytown. This is James at your service. How may I
help you? Hey, I want to congratulate you.
Hello?
I want to congratulate you.
The fuck?
I want to congratulate you.
Oh, yeah, is it? Who am I speaking with?
I'm just Cross. Just Cross, that's it.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, it's Cross.
Okay.
I want to congratulate you.
Okay.
Okay, alright, go ahead, Dwight.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's my brother. He's been drinking a little bit. I need to get a hold of my wife.
Okay.
Last name's Mayer. M-A-H-E-R.
Okay. The name is not in house.
She should be there. This is the Double Tree over on Broadway in Tarrytown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jennifer Mayer? No, because she just wrote down this the hotel she's going to be at. She didn't have a room number yet.
I do not have a Jennifer Mayer in house.
I was afraid of that.
A different name.
She feeds me these stories all the time. She told me she was going out of town on a business trip, and then, you know, it turns out she's always out with this guy. I don't know. They probably checked in under his name.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe this. She's doing it again. Can you check his name to see if he's checked in?
Yeah, sure. What's the last name?
The first name is Dwight. D-W-I-G-H-T.
Okay.
Last name is McClanahan.
Nothing under that last name.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. What was your name?
James.
You're fucking my wife, aren't you, James?
I'm sorry, sir.
James, are you sliding your penis inside of my wife's vagina?
Sir, I'm gonna have to end the conversation.
Why? Fart.
You're a motherfucker.
Fart noises.
Alright. I'm sorry, sir.
Fart on you. Bitch.
Hey, Mr. Carlito.
What's up, Cross?
Shut up.
Couldn't
sleep, could you?
Dude, you sounded tired as hell when you answered. Now you sound great, like always. Egon.
Hey, Dashie, what was that command again? Rand what? Rand Donald?
You don't want to pull a JagTV.
No, I can't remember. I got exclamation point Rand. I can't remember the other part.
Right, you don't want to pull a JagTV.
Rand. Dial? Nope. What is it, Dashie?
Oh, Dashie.
Dashie, report.
Oh, Dashie.
Dashie, report. Report. Let me try this. Previews. Ah, there it is. Gives us a new random ID and.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Double Tree by Hilton Tarrytown. This is Ken speaking. How can I assist you?
Yeah, so like when I'm alone, I like to, you know, get in my PJs and light some candles, and I'd like to start rubbing my dick, George style.
I'm here.
Hey, you want to rub dick too? This guy wants to hear us.
What?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm going to rub my dick for you on the phone, George style.
Fucker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to listen? Hang on.
Oh. Hello?
Hey, do you work with James?
Hello?
Yeah, do you work with James?
Yes.
James is a real fucking asshole, isn't he? He's a dick.
Do you like to talk to James?
No, because he's an asshole. I tried to get him to transfer me, but he's fucking my wife.
Help!
He's trapped in a well.
Yeah, no, I got my brother over here. He's trapped in one of your bathrooms. The door handle fell
off.
Oh,
no.
Help!
Wait, are you in the hotel?
Yeah.
Please, Daddy, no.
Help!
He's yelled for help. We're in the room. And the handle came off the door, and now he's trapped in there.
Help!
The bathroom's really echoey.
Would you like me to call somebody?
What's that? Do you got maintenance?
Would you like me to call James?
Well, no. Can you get maintenance? Like, come to the room and fix this goddamn door? I'm stuck. I got my brother.
What door is this?
My brothers are both in there. The bathroom.
Untie me.
Both trapped in there.
What What room is this?
Isn't funny anymore. Yeah, untie me.
It's 2:15. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with your phone?
Hello?
Yeah, it's 2:15.
I don't know what that was. It was
supposed I thought this was the glory hold.
Shut up.
It's 2:15, sir.
Wallace Catherine?
Yes. That's my wife. And I got my brothers. They're both in the bathroom stuck. I don't know what the problem was. They have their own room, but they came over here because we were all watching a movie, and now they're stuck in the bathroom.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Meeting and pre-function.
Let me out.
The hotel offers a dedicated conference manager, state-of-the-art in-house audio visual equipment, complimentary business center, indoor pool, sauna, fitness center,
sponsor,
and
sitting over the train.
Well, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hello.
Sir?
Yeah. Hello.
Sir, what seems to be the problem?
I just told the guy that my brothers are trapped in my bathroom in my hotel, and the handle came off, so they can't get out. We need maintenance.
He's shooting me.
That's a video game sound.
That's not.
I know.
It's real.
My brother's a fucking moron.
God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so if this is a prank call, you might want to stop.
It's not. This is real life.
It is, because you're not in the hotel.
No, we're in the hotel.
What, are you calling from your cell phone?
Yeah.
I'm in the bathroom. I'm in the toilet.
What room are you in?
I'm in the toilet.
I told you, I'm in 2:15. My brothers are in the bathroom. They have their own room, but they came over because we were watching a movie, and they went in the bathroom, and the handle fell off. They took the phone.
What room are you in?
I'm in
2:15. They took the phone into the bathroom. They had to make a private call.
Take a piss.
Okay. They're obviously not real. So he even said they were video games, so shut up.
Yeah. So you can send maintenance so I can get them out of there?
Well, sir, will you tell you verify what room you're in? Or
I
what
just told you for the 18th fucking time that I've been 2:15 under Catherine Wallace.
Well, sir, there's no one registered in the hotel by that name.
Sir, you're full of
shit. Have a good night.
Catherine Wallace, 2:15. Yeah, Jay, you can't just be firing off fucking gunshots and say they're shooting at me.
They obviously weren't real. Come on now.
You don't know his intellectual capacity.
This could be monkey. Monkey.
Nah, it's okay.
Monkeys.
Why did he say nobody's in the hotel monkeys under that name when he specifically said, monkeys. Oh, Catherine Wallace in 2:15? Monkeys.
What kind of name is Wallace, anyway?
Wallace F. Ackley.
Fucking Jag's trying to get us arrested, yo.
Right. With a video game something.
Yeah. He took a serious. This is pretty cool. He washed up now.
He didn't know.
Huh? Huh? Carlito, did you hear that I sent a guy an American breakfast for in the morning?
Just blowing up something that's not a big deal.
What did you say?
Well, I tried to call a guy in a hotel, and he didn't answer, so I went back to the operator, told him I was him, and said some guy just called up, said he was from the front desk, and he told me to hang the fucking phone up. And the guy said, I'm sorry, and fucking offered to comp me a breakfast for the morning. So I was like, yeah, I'm an American, you know, I have the over easy eggs, a sausage, and all this shit. He's like, you want coffee? I was like, no, I want orange juice.
Such a hustler.
And he's like, what do you want? What do you want? Or when do you want it? I go, 6 o'clock will do. So somebody's getting a knock on the door at 6.
Ah.
With a free breakfast, though.
Free breakfast. Yeah, no such thing.
I should keep track of his fucking Twitter and see if he's like, oh, got a free complimentary breakfast today.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You should do that, Dwight.
What's that?
You should. What you just said, you're going to see. Check his Twitter blog tomorrow.
I'm looking for it. Andrew Moss.
Vodka sauce. You ever have a vodka sauce penne?
No.
It's a piece of shit.
Is it? Is it a motherfucker?
No, it's pretty good, actually.
People were yelling at me for going on when Hillick was still on.
I don't know what that was about. I don't even know. I don't understand. Hillick was like, I'm going to end the show. And then they did end the show, but they did. I don't know what was going on. Then you went on. Then I heard a bunch of shit on both sides, and I got mad, and I disconnected everything over here, and I watched Walking Dead for an hour, and I came back.
Yeah, I got it on my DVR. I got to actually watch it tonight. No, I was explaining. I'm like, you know, I thought it was an after show, and I was waiting for Matt to go off. I mean, I wasn't going to hold off for an after show.
Bob's going to die. Bob dies.
I don't know who Bob is, so that's all right.
He's the guy that had his foot caught out.
Oh, I started watching it last season. That was about it.
Rick gets bit, and Eugene has a cure that he's going to work on. He's starting to make it in the church.
Does he get raped?
No, he just got bit.
Oh, I want to see the zombie rape somebody.
No, none of this happened, sir.
I forget what show it was. You were, like, really heavy into it, and, like, people were in the chat, like, fucking doing spoilers, and you're like, all right,
listen. Game of Thrones. They were all fake spoilers, and I got really mad at one because I thought it was real, and I got really pissed off.
You're like, listen, motherfuckers, the next one, to drop a spoiler here, you're getting fucking banned.
and then I spoiled the new Star Trek movie. I said that Kirk dies instead of Spock, and that the bad guy was Khan. And a bunch of people are like, what the fuck? I got like two emails. People are like, what the fuck? You do that for, man? I hadn't seen it yet. It had just come out the day before. Oh, shit. Or 2 days before.
Word.
Yeah, word.
But I think that's where we're going to end it for the night.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah,
bye, Carlito.
Bye, Jag. I love you.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye, Mr. Awesome.
Mr. Awesome.
I'm going to play Digital Underground again.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Play a little music. End the show. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so we're going to end it there.
Nice. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being on.
Anytime.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Nice. Goodbye.
Ooh, I almost removed you from contacts instead of from the group. Bye-bye.
Shit.
Mr. General Awesome, thank you for being on.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Satan. All right, I went ahead and ended the Skype conference. Everyone, make sure to visit patreon.com/PrintCallNation. All we ask is if you can afford it, if you could, pitch us a dollar. In return for that dollar, we'll give you 10 stickers. And there are different levels of membership. Each different level, you get a different package coming your way. For a certain level, we'll cut off Jag TV's package for playing gunshot sounds during a prank. And we'll mail you his dick and or balls. It's your choice. So, that's where we're ending shit tonight.
Thank you for listening, and fuck off.
To the pop song that I'm singing, ding-a-linging, funky beats ringing, everybody swinging in the place as I kick the J-A-Z-Z-Y style, R&B mixing it with the hip-hop swing beat, champagne in my hand, it won't be long till I'm gone. It's just the same old song.
It's just the freestyle. Meanwhile, we keep the beat kicking. Sweat dripping. Girlies in the limo eating chicken. Oops, don't get the grease on your pantyhose. I love you, Robo. Move over. I gotta blow my nose. Sneezing, but still I'm pleasing all the slimmies. Pull out my Jimmy. Time to get busy with a Jenny. If it's good and plenty, don't you know? There I go, there I go, there I go. But I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. What I'm rapping is if she's clapping, then I'm strapping, cause I'm smarter than that. And then, girlie, maybe we can get along. Cutie after cutie. It's just the same old song. It's the same old song, y'all.
Same song.
It's just the same old song.
It's the same song. Money B, the freaky dicky, the squeaky wicky up and down. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll be right back, I gotta take a licky. So while I'm draining entertainers, but I got fame and the bases I touch. Too much for me to try to be named. And ayo, he saw me on cable and grip. I busted in and I was going with the wind. Like Clark Gable back in Oakland, it's the same old song. It's Sporty Shorty, same freckles and hat, drinking the same 40.
Hypothetical, political, lyrical, miracle whip. Just like butter, my rhymes are legit, cause I'm the Humpty. Not Humpty Dumpty, but Humpty Hump. Here a hump, there a hump, everywhere I'm Humpty Hump.
Shut up and just listen, not dissing, don't get me wrong. But to me it's just the same old song. So just watch, cause my name is Shock. I like to rock and you can't stop this. Tupac, go ahead and rock this.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground. Girls used to frown, say I'm down when I come around. Gas me, and when they pass me, they used to diss me. Harass me, but now they ask me if they can kiss me. Get some fame, people change, wanna live their life high. Same song, can't go wrong if I play the nice guy.
Claiming fame must have changed now that we became strong.
I remain still the same, cause it's the same song.
It's the same song.
Same old song, y'all.
Get out,
get out, check out, shut out. Get out, stop. It's just the same old song. Give it in me, get out, wait. Yeah, Humpty Hump in the house, y'all. And you know what? It's the same old song.
Bartender said you wanna drink all of them. Promise I never, ever, ever drink again. Yeah, I said drink, so I will sip again. Wake up, headache, throwing up, slurring. Sex on the beach in my wet, pretty sermon. Too much alcohol, too many women. Every night, it's a rerun. What's happening?
Oh, my God. I think I'm freaking out. Too many drinks, too many rounds. I'm in the clouds, no coming
down. Oh, dude, I'm totally freaking out.
Yeah.